poll, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris in dead heat in Pennsylvania before market crash. By Nick Gilbertson on August 5, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a dead heat in Pennsylvania. But Trump has the edge in approval rating, according to polling. The Fabrizio, Lee & Associates poll conducted for the Republican PAC. Early vote action finds Trump and Harris tied at 48% apiece in a two-way race for the presidency. Another 4% are undecided. The pair are neck and neck with independents at 44% apiece. 12% of the demographic are undecided. Trump wins 93% of Republican respondents and 7% of Democrats, while Harris earns 89% of Democrat support and 5% of Republican support. Early vote action. Scott Pressler emphasized that 41% of the poll was conducted in the Philadelphia market, and there was an oversampling of Democrats to Republicans, 44% to 42%. The poll was first shared on X by Politico national correspondent Meredith McGraw. In the larger field, which includes Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other third-party candidates, Trump and Harris tie at 45%. Kennedy garners 4%, and the Green Party's Jill Stein, Libertarian Chase Oliver, and Independent Cornel West combine for 2%. The share of undecided voters climbs to 5% in this scenario, while Trump loses a greater amount of independent support than Harris does. Harris earns 39%, Trump takes 33%, and a significant 13% breaks for Kennedy. The 45th president has a noticeable advantage over Harris in job approval. Of the respondents, 51% approved of his performance during his administration, versus 48% who disapproved, marking a net plus 3% rating for the former president. Harris, on the other hand, has a minus 7 net rating, with 43% of respondents approving of her vice presidential performance and 50% disapproving. Trump also holds a narrow lead in favorability in the Keystone State. Of the respondents, 47% find him favorable, while 46% say Harris is favorable. Exactly half of respondents see Trump as unfavorable, while 51% see Harris in a negative light. The survey sampled 600 voters from July 29 to August 1 and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. Its publication coincided with sharp drops in major stock market indexes, which Trump is branding the Kamala crash.